Fretfilm Radio, I'm Matt Micucci reporting from the EFAD Film Literacy Seminar, and I thank very much the Head of Education at Northern Ireland Screen, Bernard McCloskey, for joining us.
Northern Ireland has kind of been used today as an example as film education working and being able to add a lot to the curriculum of education systems all over the world, I would say, but specifically in Europe. What has happened in the last 10 years?
Well, I think in Northern Ireland we've been lucky in that we set about designing a strategy 10 years ago that would involve all our young people in film education. We call that strategy A Wider Literacy, and it was at the instigation and with the support and help of the British Film Institute. They saw Northern Ireland potentially as an area where they could test bed a new strategy to see how it would work. So we worked with them as part of the National Screen Agency, Northern Ireland Screen, to get the relevant partners that we needed for that process to sit down and to look at how we might develop a new strategy. At the same time in Northern Ireland, we were developing new ways of thinking about our education system and about how we live our lives following the peace process in Northern Ireland, following 30 years of violence and civil disruption there. So the timing was right. We wanted to think about how we would educate our children, and our agenda obviously was to try and embed moving image and new ways of learning into the curriculum using moving image at that time. So we set about a process of designing a strategy and then thinking how we might implement that. So the way of we've thought best to implement it was to use our three creative learning centres in Northern Ireland to start to develop teacher skills in order to be able to deliver this. The curriculum was designed to allow for it. What the teachers needed then was specific training and how they might approach using moving image as a support across the curriculum. It wasn't designed as a specific new area. It was designed as a general, broad-based aid to integrating curriculum in Northern Ireland. So that was the initial starting point, and we've been working over the last 10 years then to implement that policy.
A term that you said you've never used was film education. So what's the difference between using it and not using it?
Well, we do in the quietude of our own offices use the term, but when we talk to our partner organisations, for example, the Department of Education, our curriculum body, we use different terminology. What we find is that people have different concepts of what film education is, and it can distract and take away from what our mission is. So we try and fit with their agendas and use their type of language. So within the new Northern Ireland curriculum, there was an area called media awareness, which sits right at the top of the curriculum, that every child should experience learning in media awareness. And that's the kind of area where we placed our strategy and said we can help deliver parts of the curriculum using this methodology, and in particular moving image and film as part of that process. So they quickly grasped that and have run with it, which is fantastic. And we've been able then to broaden that, to increase participation by schools, and then to add in things like our after-school film club process, which we now have over 300 in Northern Ireland from a total of just over 1,100 schools. So that's been going really well too. So children can access film, view it, understand it, and enjoy it in an after-school setting.
So what's the strongest argument for the need for film literacy in a younger audience?
Well, we believe very strongly that film education and understanding moving image and all that entails, and making and creating moving image, is a really good set of skills to have for life. So it will enable you to participate fully as a citizen, both in the social life of Northern Ireland and in the work life and workplace of Northern Ireland as well. Mm-hmm. Our strategy isn't about creating new entrants for the filmmaking business, so that might be an outcome for quite a few young people. It's about new ways of learning, obtaining new skills, which they can use throughout their life and throughout their education process.
Well, thanks very much for talking to us about it.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks very much. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.